I go to sleep, I remember you. When the tears roll down my cheek, I remember you. In my heart, with each beat, I remember you. In my mind, when I am pretending to be fine, nothing will be the same without you. This hole is my heart won't mend. Never hearing you say sis again. The end. The reason is why I really like this poem is because it reminds me when my sister had to go like to college for like 2 days, and I missed her so much, and I kept remembering her every day and night.
That's sweet. Yeah, it's a very sweet poem, and that's very sweet that you think of your sister when she's gone for a couple days. I remember when my sister went away for college. I missed her quite a bit because I had spent every day of my life, aside from like maybe summer camp, that kind of thing, or sleepover parties. But like, she was my older sister, so I did not know a home without my sister living in it. And then she went to college and wasn't living at home anymore. And I missed her a lot.
My sister is 6 years younger than me. So when I'm in college, she'll be in like seventh or eighth grade. So when I leave, she's probably going to have a total fiesta and party and just completely forget about me. And I'll be like blast texting her every day. Like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then she like,
whoa.
She's probably going to be partying. I'm gone. And she can have the whole house to her seventh grade self.
Party. Sadie party. Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that poem, Fatia.
You're welcome.
On that note, I think we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
जब मेरी तेरी बात खुल गई ओ तेरी मेरी खास जिंदगी है ना जी आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी मन मेरे आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी तेरी मेरी बात बिगड़ रही अभी तो मेरी तेरी रात शुरू हुई ओ तेरी मेरी खास जिंदगी है ना जी
आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी आज आने दो हौले से हौले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो धूप जो थोड़ी आज तो आने दो हौले से हौले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us,
just the two of us,
just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two. And
hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles we on high. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Let's get it together, baby.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the
Hello, everybody. That was Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington. And welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
To
oh, excuse me. That was an ad, but we're going to ignore that. Haha. And we are live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Hudson Catskill Acre. Disclaimer, any opinions expressed on the Clubhouse Radio are our own and may not represent the official views of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Today, I am joined by my co-host, DJ Phoebes, and we're going to have a nice chill Friday show. Oh, hi there, Phoebes. How's it going?
This is great. Good to be with you.
I'm glad to hear that. But yeah, just a chill Friday show. Nothing too special, but we're going to have a blast regardless. So yeah, we're going to be right back after the news and a song.
On the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the Harvey Fight House, surrounded by the Opus 40 Sculpture Park in Highwoods, Ulster County, has been listed for sale with the asking price of $1.5 million. The parcel includes 1.7 acres. It was previously listed for $3.9 million in 2010 and $3.5 million in 2021. According to the real estate listing, and I quote, "This majestic home overlooks this magnificent six-acre earthwood sculpture and quarry pool, cleared out and shaped for a swimming pool by Harvey Fight, with marvelous natural spring water," end quote. Homeowner Tad Richard said in a statement that generations have loved the house. It has been Richard's home since 1944, when his mother Barbara married Harvey Fight. Richards and his wife spent 30 years as caretakers of Opus 40. Listing agent Lori Della Villa Miller said Opus 40 operates separately from the home and will remain open to visitors after a sale is made. In December, the Opus 40 Sculpture Park received a $300,000 grant from Andrew W. Mellon Foundation for the repair and conservation of the park's bluestone sculpture. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that 58 fiberglass and acrylic feline sculptures were sold last weekend during the 16th annual Cats Meow Gala and auction at historic Catskill Point. More than 300 people attended the event. According to the Heart of Catskill Association, the auction raised $85,000, the largest amount generated by the event in recent memory. According to the association's Facebook page, the first 30% is paid as commissions to the individuals who created the sculptures.
and the rest, and I quote, go right back into worthy causes in and around Catskill, end quote. After the pandemic-constricted years, this was the first auction since 2019 that an association was able to host a gala and auction with full public participation. Perfect Night, by South Cairo artist Ray Spurzel, sold for $3,700, the highest bid in the auction. Spring Winds, by Nancy Whalen, sold for $3,500. And Indigo Blues, by Marjorie H. Sasak-Yonker and Geisha Kitty, by Victoria Lake, sold for $3,100 apiece. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Barnes is reporting in the Times Union. The 16-month-old Cafe Mutton at 757 Columbia Street in Hudson within the past week was named by two major national publications among the best places to dine in America. The restaurant serves lunch 4 days a week, dinner only once, and does not take reservations. Bon Appetit magazine's October issue, out last week, included Cafe Mutton amongst its 10 best new restaurants, calling it, and I quote, the country's most uncompromising restaurant, end quote. The New York Times list of, and I quote, 50 places in America we're most excited about right now, end quote, published online, called Cafe Mutton, and I quote, refreshingly down home, end quote. Chef owner Shana Lo Banayan said, and I quote, it's pretty exciting, end quote. Although they knew long in advance about the recognition from Bon Appetit, they said, and I quote, the New York Times was total surprise that I woke up to yesterday, end quote. Lo Banayan said the restaurant, which seats 26 inside and another 10 outdoors, set business records Friday, Saturday, and Sunday last week and was forced to close early on Saturday because food ran out despite unprecedented levels of prepping. Read the full story in the Times Union. New York's latest foliage report shows leaves just beginning to turn colors locally. The report says, and I quote, in Greene County, Bowers reported from the upper elevations of the towns of Hunter and Windham predict up to 35% color change with green, yellow, and red leaves of average brilliance. Spotters in Catskill expect 15% foliage change featuring orange and red leaves of average brilliance, end quote. The report goes on to say, and I quote, in the Hudson Valley, Columbia County foliage spotters in Hudson expect just about 10% change this weekend and mostly yellow leaves, while Dutchess County spotters reporting from Hopewell Junction expect up to 10 to 15% color change and red leaves of average brilliance. Spotters in Beacon are predicting up to 10% transition with some yellow leaves of average brilliance appearing, end quote. Read more about this at the New York State Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 23rd. Local early temperatures range from 39 degrees in Lexington to 49 in Tivoli. Regional average soil temperature is 62 degrees. It is fall, everybody, and it is feeling like it. It is also looking pretty windy today. And a little wet this morning. I'm seeing a bit of isolated sprinkles, but that all dries up by 9 a.m., and gusts will reach 26 miles per hour. That's going to last about all day long, so consider it great kite flying weather, but don't forget those jackets. Even though it's going to be sunny, we see a high temperature of only 59 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 41 degrees before bouncing back up to 68 on Saturday. It will be looking great outside. However, 49 degrees overnight takes us into a Sunday with a dry-looking morning but an afternoon with chances for rain and a high temperature of 69 at 4 p.m. The rain lasts overnight into Monday, which will have a high of 70 and chances for rain all day long. Pollen levels for today and this weekend will be low, with expectations for it to get even lower. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:54 a.m., low tide at 8:33 a.m., high tide again at 2:26 p.m., low tide once again at 8:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:39 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:40 a.m. Looking way up, we see minor flare chances are still up, but only a 5% chance for X-class flares. Geomagnetic disturbances are expected as we encounter a solar plasma stream tonight. Solar wind speed is currently 414 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair below 30 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 99. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Get out there and enjoy the weather while you can, everyone.
I'll be there next time. I can't complain, no, I won't be mourning. 'Cause I skipped on prom for Elvis Duran in the morning. Yeah. All of my life, I have been starving. Now for a dinner with friends, more of a starving artist. Yep, yep, but man, I miss this someday. And all my friends say, but I'll be there next time. I'll be there next time. Last album sales could have been higher. Maybe that's why.
I'm I'll be there next time.
Hello, everybody. That was AJR. Come hang out. And today, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXE Broadcasting, Hudson, Catskill, ACRA. Disclaimer, any opinions expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our own and may not represent the official views of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Today, I am joined with...
Hey, it's DJ Phoebs for the slight delay, as always, but I'm here.
And how are you today, Phoebs?
Doing okay. You know, there's a lot going on in life, as always, so I'm just trying to roll with the punches and practice staying centered and grounded.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're definitely not wrong there. A lot has happened. I mean, World War III is still kind of just... chilling on the horizon. Queen died. like, a lot has happened. So, yeah.
Real.
But on the bright side, you know, it's finally starting to cool down just a little bit. It's not like 90 degrees every day.
Yeah, I love fall weather. I kind of live for fall weather, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me too.
And this was my birthday week. My birthday happens to be on the fall solstice, September 21st, when we transition seasons. So I always love that.
September or October, did you say?
September.
Oh, 21st, happy birthday!
Thank you. Another birthday. I made it.
Well, everybody give Phoebs a shout out for his birthday. But yeah, happy late birthday. You know? Nice hopping into like chill weather for your birthday gift.
Exactly. Every year my birthday, the gift is fall. Like I really, the leaves are changing, it's nice and crisp, you get those low 70s temperatures. It's good stuff.
Yeah. My birthday gift is a whole lot of snow.
is your birthday?
January 26th. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, but yeah,
there's something to appreciate about every time of the year.
That's true. There always are.
You gotta lean into it.
Yeah, I mean, right now though, enjoy the weather while you really can, before it starts dropping into the negatives again. Not looking forward to that.
Me neither.
I swear, in the morning times, when it's the coldest, it's like, excuse me, we're not still in summer. Can we go back? I don't want to be here right now.
I know. The mornings are when I'm really appreciating the difference. I'm like, ooh, it is still the 40s and I have to do errands. So, yeah, it's coming. And you all have to get up so early for school. You get the worst of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure some people are still waking up before the sun comes out. I have to say, big props to them. Keep on staying strong and keep on putting in your days of work. You know, sometimes it ain't that easy. Just keep on going. But we have survived
really cool
all of our worst days so far. Oh, that's
that.
True. Being able to see the sunrise.
I had a job where I was up before dawn to go work at the ski mountain in Hunter. And that was the one perk. It was exhausting. I hated getting up early, but then I was like, oh. When I start my day with the sunrise, I feel all kind of...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just like watching it rise. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to put it into words, but at the end of the day, it's still just speechless seeing the beauty of the sun coming up. And now that it is coming up earlier, I mean, we'll be able to... Or coming up later? God, my brain ain't working. Always on the Friday, am I right?
Sorry, it's Friday.
Yeah, always on the Friday. But yeah, with everything going on, I think you make a good point. Of just, you gotta keep on looking for positives. Like, the sunset, great example. Because even though weather might start getting really, really cold soon, right now, we get the beautiful sunsets. Yeah, for sure. So, I think it's time for a song. That being said, we're gonna play a few right here. The first one's gonna be Rocket Man by Elton John. So, yeah, without further ado, let's hop right into it.
Zero hour, 9 a.m.
and I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine, gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar. Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back live to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting on 90.7 FM. And today, I'm joined with...
DJ Phoebs. Can you hear me all good?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine. And as a testament to the last two songs, that was just Piano Man by Billy Joel. Would you rather be a Piano Man or a Rocket Man? You gotta pick one.
You know,
I'm going
to be a piano man.
Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know, I've got this whole thing about space where, well, I think it's amazing. I'm not like, kind of like, it always feels like the whole thing is like, I gotta conquer space. It just feels like more colonial conquering. But the piano man is like deep, personal, connects with the people on a real human level, you know, bonds with the struggles, the earthly struggles. So yeah, I could just picture myself, the last man on earth, playing a piano somewhere, just as everybody else takes off to space, if the whole thing crashes. And I would just, kind of like the Titanic movie, I would just romantically go down with the ship.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at the songs too, Piano Man, they're having a great time. Rocket Man's talking about how his kids are on Mars and they're gonna die. Like, I mean, I think it's a pretty easy choice there. Like, would you rather be chilling in a bar with your homies or have your kids die? Would you rather of the day?
Some people might say both, but
the best of both worlds, oh no. But yeah, honestly, with that being said, space is cool though. Would I want to go there? If you had the chance to go to space, would you take it?
It's hard to say no, right? I mean, just to have that experience and to see that perspective. It really depends for me on what the nature of my going to space would be, right? Like, on the one, like, I'm not interested in being on some Jeff Bezos-funded, like, fun rocket ship takeoff for a couple days. But, you know, when I think about Octavia Butler, and I don't know if you know her speculative fiction, but, you know, she talks about in her books how it's our fate to root among the stars, like, to be part of a new future. And she tells a story about how all these people come together and, you know, basically, like, crowdsource and crowd, you know, work together to make their way to space, you know? But it's, like, salt of the earth, real people. In that case, I'm kind of like, I'm down. I'm on your ship, Octavia. I'm with you. So, and like all things, it's how it's done that just determines whether I want to do it.
Yeah. I got you. I mean, one thing that I think would be different about space is at least we're not, like, or at least to our knowledge, taking it from anybody. I mean, that might be different when we show up on Mars one day and then we just get greeted by a bunch of Martians ready to just shoot us or something. Hopefully they're more friendly than we are.
There's also the fact that just being present in an ecosystem is an intrusion on an ecosystem, right?
That's a good point. If
you
there's
know,
life.
My impression is that there's been a lot of mining happening in space to, like, fuel our technology addiction. And, like, that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Just, like, mining here on Earth, it seems harmless. There's so much to go around. Yeah. But eventually it catches up to us and has really damaging consequences. So I do have these fears of people, like, terraforming planets and turning them into... And that does affect the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Humans or aliens that we think of as important as humans are not the only creatures that matter on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we gotta be a little less egocentric.
Yeah, I got you. Hopefully, like, the only stuff we mine from is, like, some meteor that was gonna crash into us anyway, right? Hopefully, we just totally kind of vibe with what we need. I mean... Usually that isn't the case, but who knows? When we're out in space, hopefully we'll figure out a few more things that we didn't in the past.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be a replication of the colonial experience.
For sure.
Like I said, there are people like Octavia Butler who inspired positive aspects. I love Star Trek, you know what I mean? Like, I'm into space, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a total downer.
Yeah, I mean, that brings up the question of, do you think there's life in space? You think there's some alien homies chilling out there?
Oh, 100%. Totally. Totally. I don't necessarily think they're anything like us.
They probably wouldn't even have, like, the same senses.
Intelligence happening. Yeah, exactly. Senses different, language very different.
I do love we talk because there's sound on our planet, right? But what if in another planet the atmosphere didn't have sound? Okay, boom. That completely out of the way. We're not gonna, or we're like organisms evolving. We're not gonna go for that now. So.
And like we know that there is life in smaller microorganism form. And again, people are like, oh, that barely counts. But it does count.
Oh, no, that definitely
counts. That's what we evolved from, you know?
Exactly. Why are you dissing on our grandpa like that?
Exactly.
For real. But yeah, with that great conversation about space, I have to say, I mean, talking about space, you could just go on speculate for hours because there's still so much we don't know. And especially so much I don't know. I mean, these scientists are, like, way ahead of me. I'm going to leave it to Elton John to be the Rocket Man. Yeah, but with that being said, we're going to go move into another song. We're going to go into Mr. Blue Sky. So we're going to move away from the piano. And I guess we're kind of giving the win to Elton John at the end because we're going up to the sky. But, you know, with that being said, without further ado, here we go.
Comes Mr. Night, creeping over, now his hand. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, El Sergeant Barrow, while they break the spell of aging, celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that one? A teenage bride with a baby inside, getting high on information. And buy me a star on a boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. In Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And now
Hello, everybody. Welcome back live to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Hudson, Catskill, Acre. And today, I am joined with...
DJ Thieve.
As always.
What's up, y'all?
And we got another dichotomy going. We got Mr. Blue Sky versus Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, with that being said, what's your favorite color between red and blue?
Ooh, definitely blue between those two.
Blue?
Even though I would... Yeah, blue, if it's just about color, then I'll say blue. That is, I'm over red, personally.
Yeah, I'd have to go with red, so we're on opposite sides here. Red is just like...
I respect that.
Yeah, for me, it's just the color of passion, you know, fire. I got a lot to talk about.